This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of December 30th, 2004.
All right, police!
Bad Cop No Donut!
Bad.
Cop.
Donut!
It's under law! And I rule!
With your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption, I'm Ron Anisich at CKLN in Toronto.
My impression is that it covers everything from casual conversation to things about the potential burglary to things about other allegations in the indictments.
Three compact discs full of incriminating recorded conversations between accused officers and their accomplice have been offered up as evidence in an ongoing case in Memphis. As we reported last month, on November 21st, three police officers, David Tate, Billy Scott, and John Vaughn, were arrested along with a woman who has been described in the local media both as Tate's girlfriend and as an ex-stripper. The conversations that deal specifically with details of the crimes the officers are charged with committing were recorded by the woman, who was also charged as an accomplice in one of the crimes. The officers are charged with conspiring to commit robbery, along with assorted drug, prostitution, and civil rights charges relating to a variety of crimes committed by the officers. If you live in Memphis, don't watch WREG-TV for accurate reporting on this story. Alleged ringleader David Tate, who is accused of recruiting the other officers, is the son of Channel 3 news anchor Jerry Tate. Earlier this month, a police officer in Hayward, California, pleaded no contest to felony charges of false imprisonment in relation to two encounters with a 16-year-old runaway. This past July, a 16-year-old girl was detained by Officer Jose Nunez and taken to a deserted parking lot where the officer performed an illegal strip search. During the search, the officer ordered the girl to remove her bra and lift up her T-shirt before shining a flashlight on her exposed breasts for around 10 seconds. Officer Nunez then ordered the woman to remove her pants and closely examined her genitals in a similar fashion. Nunez also touched the girl in an inappropriate manner. He then let the girl go but picked her up again an hour later. This time a friend interrupted before Nunez could commence a second search. Nunez has resigned and will be sentenced in January. He's facing a possible year in county jail and 5 years of probation. His victim is planning a lawsuit. Three police officers in Athens, Alabama, are still on duty pending an investigation despite being accused of sexual misconduct. The three officers are accused by two female inmates at a local jail of inappropriate sexual behavior both in and out of the jail. An investigation of the officers' alleged crimes is not scheduled to begin until mid-January, when local police chief Wayne Harper returns from a vacation. The officers involved have not been identified. An anonymous complaint from a City Hall employee has resulted in the suspension and resignation of the chief of police in Lonsdale, Minnesota. The complaint alleged misuse of computers and email by Chief Joe Kastner. Two computers were seized from his office. The chief was suspended after being questioned about the complaint. He later resigned. An investigation is continuing. A group of activists in Chicago says that an ongoing investigation into police brutality and the use of torture by Chicago police needs to speed up. This week, the group also urged the special prosecutor assigned to the case to indict officers involved. Police Commander John Burge has been accused of leading a group of officers who used torture as a means to coerce false confessions from victims. The officers are accused of torturing more than 100, mostly black men, some of whom are still in jail, while Commander Burge has been living in Florida and collecting a pension. A police officer in Springfield, Massachusetts, is suing a local religious leader who had been publicizing the case of a school principal who was brutalized by police while he suffered a diabetic attack. In early November, we told you about Officer Jerry Asher, who was accused of being one of a group of officers who beat a black high school principal who was suffering a diabetic attack in his car, which was parked outside of a convenience store. Asher filed a lawsuit against a Nation of Islam minister who had been publicizing the incident last week. Asher accuses the minister of claiming that he is a racist who treats black people with brutality. An investigation into the police beating is ongoing, and the FBI has been asked to investigate the attack. the family of a young black man shot by a cop outside a Burger King in Irvington, New Jersey, on Christmas morning, is demanding an investigation into his killing. The officer, who has not been identified, was off duty and working at the restaurant as a security guard when he shot the man, claiming that he feared for his life. A passenger who was in the car with the man when he was shot said that the officer approached the car in civilian clothes with food in one hand and his gun in the other. At that point, the man was frightened and was attempting to escape when he was shot by the officer. Two homosexual police officers in Los Angeles have been offered a settlement this week in their lawsuit against the city. The two officers claimed in their lawsuit that they were victims of discrimination because of their sexual orientation. One officer has been offered a $200,000 settlement and the other a $450,000 settlement. If agreed to by the city, it will bring the total amount of money paid out to Los Angeles police officers in sexual orientation settlements to nearly $3 million. An officer working for the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office, who also worked as a teacher, has been charged with 5 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving 4 girls aged 3 to 11. Officer Aaron Montoya allegedly touched and fondled the girls at his home or at his church, where he was also a part-time teacher. Parents of one of the girls called police when their daughter informed them of the abuse on December 12th. Montoya has been placed on paid leave from his job with the sheriff's office. An investigation into misconduct in the Scottsdale, Arizona Police Department has led to the resignation of one officer and a pay cut for another. An investigation started in August uncovered misconduct ranging from officers not answering calls to having sex while on duty. Officer Glenn Jim has resigned from the force after 14 years on the job. Lieutenant Stephen Utralde will get a 5% pay cut for the next 6 months. A police officer in Plant City, Florida, has been released from prison 15 months into his 30-month sentence for corruption charges. Officer Armand Cotnoir cooperated with a 4-year investigation into the Plant City Police Department, which eventually saw 2 of his fellow officers charged. Cotnoir received his sentence for civil rights violations, participating in illegal searches, and stealing a pornographic videotape. The other 2 officers, who subsequently pleaded guilty, were charged with searching homes without a warrant, stealing pornographic videos, falsifying police reports, and falsifying information presented to judges to obtain warrants. The charges led to the resignation of the local police chief. A grand jury has indicted a Jamestown, New York police officer on 12 counts of stalking and harassing 3 women. Officer Michael Watson has been suspended without pay. Watson is a person of interest in the disappearance of Yolanda Bindix, who has been missing since August. He's also been charged with official misconduct for pulling over a woman for reasons not relating to police work last February. An activist has filed a formal complaint against the police department of Clarksville, Tennessee. A racist cartoon was discovered which ridiculed black men. The cartoon had been posted and distributed at a local police station. A man charged with assaulting police in Nacogdoches County, Texas, had his case taken up by the Texas NAACP. The man was handcuffed and seated when he was beaten by police at the county jail during what police describe as an altercation. The NAACP says that there are witnesses to the beating. A man who was attacked by officers during a traffic stop last December has filed a lawsuit accusing police in Chattanooga, Tennessee, of brutality. The man was surrendering to officers Michael Wenger, Jeff Lancaster, and others when he was beaten without provocation. The man was hospitalized after the beating. He was also taunted by another officer at a subsequent traffic stop. In addition to the police killings already mentioned, police also killed people this week in Vancouver, British Columbia, Buena Park and Placentia, California, Salt Lake City, Utah, Tucson, Arizona, Charlotte, North Carolina, and 2 people were killed in separate incidents by police in Los Angeles. Email your story ideas and comments to ihatepigs@hotmail.com. That's all one word. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for more. From 88.1 FM CKLN in Toronto, I'm Ron Anisich. Each week we end Bad Cop No Donut with a song. This week it's A Man in Uniform by Randy. Policeman coming with his pistol. Policeman coming.
please. Well, bring on Dodge and Nigel.